Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. Little SRV. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. David Weisenfeld is here. He's a new friend. He's a legal expert, award-winning editor, and a legal editor at experthr.com. X with a, put an X in front of P-E-R-T-H-R. And you can find, and in .com, you'll find him there. And all of his writing. That's how I found him, just following him. David, thank you for being here. David, you've been covering the Supreme Court's ruling, the LGBT job protection ruling that just hit last week. And we're talking about that and the implications of it for employers. And so I'm just going to say one thing here that I've never said on the show before. I'm not judgmental. I don't have. I'm not going to even weigh in on someone's right to change their gender. That's above my pay grade. However, it does bother me that a man becomes a woman through the process, or a boy, a young person, and then because he now claims to be a female, competes against. Genetic, I mean, a real double X individuals in sports. I think that's a natural law problem. I think that's not right. That's happening. I think that's where we draw the line, in my opinion. Another place I think we draw the line, and this is what I want you to speak to today, and that is that if a man wakes up one morning and says, all right, I've fought this long enough, I am a female, I believe I'm a female, I'm going to start identifying as a female, and even though they're still a man, but they've declared that they're a female, and then they start walking it, they think that they can go in the female bathroom, it's your business. That's something that I think employers worry about. What do you think?
So the Supreme Court made very clear, and Justice Gorsuch did this in his opinion, Jim, that this ruling is not going there. This is definitely not giving any sort of weight to allowing that, or really even weighing in one way or the other. It's not reaching that issue of bathrooms and locker rooms. And the justices expressed some hesitance about that during the arguments in this case, and so I'm not sure that you would have this five or even six votes in that type of case. Mm-hmm. But, of course, there have been surprises, so it remains to be seen. But
outside of the Supreme Court, these things are happening. What I just described, these are happening. This is real. Outside, in real life, it's happening. What is the...
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, but states are free to regulate in this area, and we have seen that in a couple of instances. And I suspect, to the extent that it becomes a big issue or they perceive it as a big issue, that they're free to make laws one way or the other on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think this is a debate that our country isn't having right now, and it's going to continue to have, isn't it? And it's hard to know where it's going to come out. I don't think people who argue for reasonable things like the two examples I gave earlier, avoiding those two things, I don't think that's unreasonable. What should an employer do if someone pushes that envelope in their business? Nobody wants a lawsuit. Nobody wants to hurt anyone or abuse anyone or hurt their feelings or anything. But what should an employer do if an employee shows up one day and says, boss, I just want you to know these are the changes I'm making, and therefore this is the behavior I'm going to have from now on. What do you think?
Yes, it's a tough call because on the other side you could have employees who are going going to feel extremely uncomfortable going into that bathroom potentially. And so the employer's got to weigh really both sides with that. And I'm not sure if there is a good, clear answer. Not to duck your question, but it's not at all clear, and it really depends on what the employer's policy is in place. Hopefully they have a policy.
That's an excellent point. Should an employer have a policy? And by the way, please stick in here real quick the employee count that this applies to. Go ahead quickly on that one.
Yes, so this ruling only applies to employers with 15 or more employees. So a business that is smaller than that LGBT ruling does not apply, and unless, of course, your state has a law right. that goes further.
Mm-hmm. So, again, in a nutshell, what did the LGBT ruling say?
So the court is basically saying that an employer that fires someone merely for being gay or transgender is violating federal civil rights law, in a nutshell.
Right.
And back in 1964, just to mention this real quick, Jim, of course, the whole debate is, well, Congress wasn't anticipating sexual orientation and gender
right.
identity. That wasn't on its mind at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And while that's undoubtedly true, the ruling says, but this is about discrimination because of sex.
And it's about that kind of discrimination. It's not, it didn't talk about the behavior, as I was alluding to. Hey, David, good job today. Will you come back?
I'd be glad to, Jim. Enjoy speaking with you.
David Weisenfeld, experthr.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.